amazing fighter, keeping children safe. She has a private school down in Miami. She's going to tell you all about that. And so please welcome Layla Sutton.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I know it's super hot out here, so thank you for your patience. So my name is Layla Sutton. I own a school in Miami, Florida. It's called Sutton Academy. And I'll tell you my story in case some of you don't know who I am. But I have two kids and an amazing husband. They're sitting here right in front of us. And I started our school because I saw that there wasn't a school with all of the things that I was looking for as a mom. I was looking for a school with what it was all about: wellness, health, nutrition, compassion, kindness, love, connection. So I embarked on this journey, and this journey happened to start about 3 or 4 years ago. And along this journey, I started to learn even more things that I had no idea even existed in education, and I'm sure many of you guys have heard critical race theory, all the indoctrinating. Yes. All the indoctrinating that's happening in schools these days. So I feel even more blessed today than ever by doing what we're doing, especially with all of the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates that are happening in school. My message and my voice to all of you guys is to not comply. To just say no and to do something about it. I'm going to play a little video, Tanya. Play the video, please, so you can see firsthand what's happening to our kids in schools. The volume, please, up. No. Yeah, and just click the little button on the left corner. There's no volume. This is why we teach kids about calmness and to go into your peace, not get stressed. Heard of the two mama bears? Yeah. So the two mama bears are a great story of how just two women can make an enormous difference and enormous change. I met these amazing ladies at an event that we spoke at maybe 6 months ago or so, and just these two moms were able to go all the way up to the governor, and the governor signed a mask banning mandate, where no one was allowed to mandate masks in the state of Iowa. I tell you this so that way everyone understands that it doesn't matter if you're just one person. You have a voice, and that voice matters. Their persistence, their charm, their charisma got them all the way to the top. In fact, the first time I had heard about them, they were standing right in front of me on a stage. And they gave me their poster of their daughter who had a horrible rash on her face from wearing the masks. And they kept going and going until they got General Flynn to also bring them up on stage. So you never know where you're going to be, where you're actually speaking to one person that's going to be able to take your message to the top. And that's exactly what happened to them. My school in Miami, from the moment we restarted in September of last year, I did not mandate masks for 1 second. I'm a school owner. I did not follow what any of the other schools were doing. I decided to be a leader and not blindly follow. I critically thought. I did my research. I analyzed the data, and I knew our kids were safe. And this was nothing but politics at the expense of our children. And so I took a lot of heat for this. I had parents angry with me. Yes, they were angry with me that I wanted their kids to breathe fresh oxygen. Can you imagine? I had parents leave my school. I had parents screaming at me on the phone, but I held my ground. And I did this because of my passion and my fight for the children. And I knew that these children needed my voice. They needed a leader who was going to stand up and say, you have the right to be a child and run around and be free. And every single one of you out here in this audience can do the same thing. Don't send your child to school in a mask. Don't comply. Keep your kid at home. You have the power. Homeschool. Find a pod. Join a community. There's so many amazing research resources online. There's an amazing lady, Pam Popper. You can do some research. She's speaking to parents on a weekly basis about how to homeschool your children. You know, whenever you feel that, okay, I don't know if I can do this, just dig deep inside and think, you're doing this for our future. Because if you allow your children to go into these environments where they are obedient and subservient, what's going to happen when they're adults and we need them fighting for our country and standing up for our rights? What are they going to be if we haven't taught them to do that now? And the only way to teach them is by to be role models. Lead by example. I have my two beautiful girls sitting in the front row. Not one day have they worn a mask. And they have seen their mom fight and argue and not back down whenever someone wanted to put a mask on their face. I would say, my child is not a dog and she is not going to wear a muzzle. She has every right to breathe fresh oxygen. And that is how you teach them, by leading by example. You can go next slide, please. This is I guess, no audio? I was gonna show you a little video of our free school. Maybe you can just play it without the audio. You could just play it. I guess you can play it. So this is a little video we put together of our school from this past school year. And as you can see, from all the smiling faces, they lived a very normal school year, very happy, just like kids should be. And my focus was really their happiness, as well as an amazing education where our kids got to just hug on each other, love on each other. We're all about gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, the power of their mind, teaching them to not live in fear. You know, they meditate, they do whatever they need to calm their mind, body, or soul, because at the end of the day, they're constantly being bombarded with a message of, you need to be in fear. And so we had to reverse that message of, no, you don't. You don't need to live in fear. Focus on your immune system. Focus on, you know, we do physical fitness 5 days a week. You know, we do all of the things to strengthen their immune system, and that's the message that we had for them on a daily basis. And it worked. Yes, we had COVID cases, but it wasn't a big deal. Most of the kids were asymptomatic. Most of the teachers had no symptoms. And the ones that did, they stayed home and got better. None of them went to the hospital. You know, just recently, my teachers, because they're becoming warriors themselves, the ones that stayed with me and didn't end up leaving because they didn't like my free world, I call it. They went to a school board hearing just 2 weeks ago to stand up for the kids at other schools. They went to fight for their freedoms. They spoke at the school board hearing and they said, we lived this life last year. Our kids were free. You don't need to mask our kids. There's no science behind this. There isn't any evidence to suggest that the benefits of wearing a mask exceed the costs. I watched it with my own eyes because I had some kids wearing them. Look at these hugs. Look at this. I had some kids wear masks at the school, and I will tell you, from what I saw with my own eyes, the kids that wore a mask on a daily basis had a lot more anxiety. They had a lot more issues connecting with their friends. And even worse than that, they would come to the office because they had headaches, they had migraines, they had dizziness. And I would say to the parents, please take off the mask. This is why your child is suffering. So my message to you all is don't think it's not a big deal. They take away your child's right to breathe today. The next day, they take away something else. The next day, and they won't stop until eventually they take away your children. And that's not far-fetched. It's happening in Australia. They are taking parents' children away into a stadium and forcing them to be vaccinated. That's because Australia is not stopping them. The parents are not saying no. This is a test, and it's your job to pass this test for your kids. And if you don't have kids, do it for your nieces and nephews. Do it for your friends' children. Do it because our children is their children. They are our future. They're everything. And we want them to be strong, critical thinkers who are not going to blindly follow anyone. So here are some options I had mentioned before. Form a pod, homeschool, find a co-op, you know, hire a teacher who's quit because she doesn't want to be forced to take a vaccine. Take her out of retirement and say, we'll all pay you, just please teach our kid. It's better than sending them to be indoctrinated and brainwashed. Next slide, please. I will tell you, since all of this began, you know, I did lose parents who were not in alignment, but I have gained so many more amazing parents who are in alignment. I have parents that have moved from all over the country to come to our school because they are in alignment with our beliefs. And recently I had to open 2 more classrooms. So, yes. So any of you guys know any amazing teachers who are all about health freedom, who are all about not living in fear, who are all about living in love and connection and just loving these children and exuding the passion so these kids can feed off their energy, please. Actually, that's not my Instagram anymore. It's actually 3. Instagram took me off my first 2 accounts, so. I tell my husband, how many school owners do you know that have been banned from Instagram? Probably not many, right? But if you write down my website, centneracademy.com, there's a careers link. We have 2 more positions available that we are looking to fill from incredible, loving teachers who have probably quit their teaching job because they don't want to be forced to take a vaccine. Now, I do the opposite. I'm trying to teach them why to not take the vaccine. So I bring in experts. You guys saw Dr. Sherry Tenpenny yesterday? Yeah, she's amazing. She spoke to my teachers. Dr. Larry Pilewski, is he here? He's an amazing doctor. He spoke to my teachers. They are all trying to teach my teachers the dangers of the COVID shot. I did the same thing with masks. I brought in mask experts to teach the teachers and the parents the dangers of masks. So as an educational institution, I don't follow the media or the propaganda. I follow the truth. And the people that I follow are the people that have everything to lose and nothing to gain. So next time someone tells you, I follow my doctor, you might want to push that a little bit more because they're not all the same. I've learned that. So anyways, this is my information. Next slide, Tanya. This is also, yeah, next slide. Next. This is also a great photo for you guys to take. This is a great organization, Stand for Health Freedom. They have helped me put together a lot of research and a lot of data behind masks and the dangers of masks in school. If you go to this link, you will actually receive a PowerPoint presentation and all of my research. You can also, with a couple of clicks, send an email to your politicians. that basically says you want these mask mandates to stop. So this is something very simple that will take you 60 seconds to do. It's effortless, and you can immediately help fight for our children, stand up for their rights, and stand up for really our future. So thank you all.